CJ Lo, 1690 AM. I just realized how appropriate today's, well, I mean, I use this all the time. This is the same bed music I use all the time. But I realized how appropriate it is for what's coming up here. But, you know, let's go over what we just did so that you have an idea of where we were and where we're going. You just heard an interview that I did with Glacier and part of their most recent record, A Violent Distant Shudder. Distant Violent Shudder. I flipped it around. You know what it is. You get it. You understand. Come on. I don't need to tell you. You're very smart people. Incredibly smart people. And before that, you heard an interview with Derek from the band. And then before that, you heard an interview with Matt from Vast. Both of them are going to be playing at April 12th at Turbo House. Playing at April 12th on Turbo House? That doesn't even make sense. That's not a real sentence at all. I apologize, everyone. Clearly, I have not been good at the speaking the words with my mouth, which is bad for an interview show like this one. And in fact, it's bad because I have another interview happening basically right now. In fact, I have someone on the line right now to chat with all of us about a new record they have out, about a record that came out on Friday, I should add, a tour that they're going to be doing, and they will also be playing here in this city, the city of Montreal. But I will let this fine representative from the band chat. I will say that you may recognize people from this band from Till I Conquer and Open Season, but I will let him tell you who he is and what he does in the band Derev from Toronto. So, I may have said that wrong. So if I did, please correct me. So tell the people who you are and what you do in the band.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much for having us. My name is Michel. I'm the drummer and co-founder of the progressive rock band Derev. And as you mentioned, we do have a record out that came out on Wednesday, and we are currently on an Ontario Quebec run, playing Montreal in Piranha Bar on the 5th, I believe, so next Saturday. Really, really excited for it, and we're going to be kicking off a Western Canada tour in May. So, yeah, lots of exciting things.
Well, I like structure to my interview, so let me just start with a nice, easy, straightforward question, and you can give me the answer to this. What's a question that you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I will strike it. You won't even have to address it.
That's a great question. One of the ones that we get a lot is how the band was founded. I think that's one of the questions that we get on almost every interview. So yeah, that would be it.
Well, I won't ask you about it, but I will tell people that Derev started as a band from Kuwait, and now they are here in Toronto after the members have re-met. So look, you didn't even have to answer it. I'll just tell everyone what it's from.
Here you go. Got it.
Well, let's start off with a nice, easy question. You guys played in Guelph last night, apparently, at least according to multiple sources on the internet, which, you know, can be right. Can be wrong, but
totally, yeah.
But how was that? What was the show like? What was the turnout?
Yeah, it was great. We played with Jupiter Hollow and two other openers, Exophilic and Crown for a King. It was a really good show at the Red Papaya, hosted by Chronic Noise Promotions. We had a really good turnout, and it was a blast. We had a great time.
And did you, or, well, I guess this will kind of also go to the this tour that you're going, where you're going to Turbo House. Are you kind of pulling mainly from the new record, or are you jumping around to some of the previous work you've done? What's kind of the playlist look like right now?
Yeah, so Troubled Mind is the name of the new album. It's the second album that we've released, and we're kind of mixing things up. We're playing some songs from this album, some from the previous release, and adding a few covers here and there.
Oh, covers. Oh, interesting. Okay. I always like to see what bands kind of come out with when they have covers, because it can be incredibly interesting what some bands will choose. But let's talk a bit about Troubled Mind, because I incorrectly said it came out this past week. I might have said Friday, but you are correct in Wednesday, because I'm bad with dates. And also you would know when your own record comes out better than I would. Let's be real here. But I know that bands will usually tell me that each album is an improvement on the ones that they have done in the past. When people are listening to this new record, what do you kind of want them to take away as, like, we've worked on this, and this is kind of what you'll notice when you're listening to this record versus older ones we've done in the past?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, given that this is our second release, I feel like this record kind of shapes really who the Rev Sounds is, right? And it's a great record to, you know, be able to showcase not only our, you know, progressive rock side, but other, you know, incorporate other elements. In this record, we have, you know, we got two new members that have joined us. One, Ran Zahavi on keyboards, and Stan on bass, which is great. And you can kind of sense that with the record, there are songs that starts with bass. There's a lot of keyboards and electronic influences and elements coming in to play. So it's definitely an interesting record to check out from a music perspective, but also conceptually, contrary to our first release, which is, you know, targeting a lot of issues about technology and war, things like that, this album is a lot more personal, on a personal level, going into the intricacies of the mind, if you may.
I mean, I will, and I did. It's a very good record. I enjoy it quite a lot, in fact. It is interesting. Did you kind of decide to take it in a more personal direction consciously, or is that just kind of when you started to write, that's kind of what your mind was on, and that's where it kind of came to?
Yeah, for this record, we didn't really have a specific direction that we wanted to go with. We kind of let things flow and see where the songs are going to take us. But as Armando and I were writing the songs, we kind of saw a general theme where we're kind of addressing different mental illnesses in each song. And once we had a few songs kind of fully structured, we kind of saw this picture kind of painting itself, right? So we decided to take that direction and produce the rest of the album that way.
And I know you have kind of, you made kind of a, I don't want to say a name for yourself, but what you're kind of, when I see press releases and things about you, the kind of things that pop up are your mixing of prog things and with a bunch of like Middle Eastern influences. Now, I really love whenever I hear anything that's kind of in that vein added into metal. You know, things like Orphan Land, My Wrath, Massive Scar era from here in Montreal, represent. Do you think that kind of the tradition of what kind of music is made in the Middle East lends itself to metal in a particular easy or difficult way? I as someone who doesn't write with anything like this, I don't know how difficult it would be for someone to incorporate that into the like heavier music.
Yeah, so both Armando and I, the co-founders of the bands, are originally from the Middle East. We actually met in Kuwait like 15 years ago, and were able to kind of revive this project when I came back to Canada as a refugee from Syria. So the Middle Eastern influences have always been there, even though we weren't really kind of consciously thinking about incorporating that within our music, but it was really, you know, happening organically, right? Whether it's some of the Middle Eastern rhythms or scales that we're bringing in, it's just the natural flow of what we have been, you know, influenced by in general.
Interesting. Okay. Was it difficult? We're here. And let me wrap this into what's going on here at the station this month. We're doing kind of a, in March, we do a thing called Metal March, where we celebrate heavy forms of music. And it is interesting to me, as someone who comes from a place where, I mean, if we were talking about the south of the U.S., I would say this too, but where it's usually heavy music is kind of frowned upon in certain areas of the world. Was it difficult for you in Kuwait to get kind of heavier music to connect with that?
It's taboo, you can call it. It's considered, you know, kind of taboo music in Kuwait specifically, and in that region. So, and that's one of the things that prevented us from being able to pursue this project a very long time ago. And yeah, I mean, it's difficult, but once we, you know, we also, there's the intention to it. Like once we came to Canada, I was actually living in Montreal and had to make the hard decision of stopping my dentistry degree and the equivalency process to go to Toronto and pursue this project. So, yeah, I mean, it was really difficult for us at that time to be able to do anything with it, and hence why you don't see a lot of metal or rock bands coming from that place, right, or that region.
Does that kind of mirror the kind of things we'll hear in North America when people say like, oh, metal is bad, and they'll usually cite something like, it's devil music or whatever it would be. Is that kind of the same thought process in the Middle East as well? Is that, or is there another aspect of it that we in North America might not think about?
No, you're spot on. Okay. You're spot on. I mean, in most countries, it is frowned upon. And while there is very small communities here and there, there's no support at all for kind of musicians that are trying to pursue that kind of music and make a living out of it. There's no proper studios, no real support from, you know, government programs or anything like that, because of the fact that, you know, they consider this, you know, heavy devil's music.
It's amazing that that still is a stereotype that stays, because like I know so many people that are into metal that they would basically lay down their life for their cat. So like it seems very weird that that's still the stereotype that's still assigned to everyone in the scene. But I mean, I guess it's a long time to break a stereotype, right?
Yes, for sure. I mean, we're working on it.
Yes.
Sure, and, you know, we just got to do what we can to represent.
I heard an interview. I was listening to interviews with you guys before this show, and I was intrigued about how you have a degree in dentistry. And it occurs to me that, you know, most time when I talk to people that are in bands, their day job is like something like, oh yeah, I do like graphic design or something like that, right? I'm wondering if being in the field you are, if that is something that, if there's anything you can pull from that you bring into the band. Like, is there anything in dentistry that we don't think about that would be like, oh, well, if this applies to making music or playing shows or anything like that?
That's a really interesting question. I've never thought about it, to be honest with you, but now just thinking about it, I mean, a big part of dentistry is also being somehow creative in certain situations. That definitely helped kind of develop that while I was studying dentistry, and also dedication. I mean, to become a dentist is a really long and thorough process.
That's true.
And you're pulling teeth out, literally. I mean, I think the dedication part has played a really big part in getting us as a band to where we are. I mean, we still have day jobs, and all of us, you know, are still trying to make this project a full-time thing, right, with the touring and releasing and all of that. Those two things kind of is what came to mind.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, that... And when you say creative, when you say to work through, get creative, is that something like trying to like calm people down in a situation, or like trying to think outside the box to fix a problem? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, thinking outside the box is definitely on point. Also, you know, there's a lot of artistic, practical things that you do in dentistry school.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Whether it's like shaping wax, or, you know, there are a lot of these intricacies, and you're working with very small things, which are teeth, right? So
yes.
it requires, you know, a high level of precision. And funny enough, a lot of our songs and music require that too, right? In order to be tight and on point.
Well, it sounds like you found like a real vein of things that you're tapping into in general in your life, and that's good. Sometimes it's good to have a thing that you're pulling from at the same time.
For sure.
I saw in an interview you were talking about feudal, and mm-hmm. you said the quote that I pulled from there is, "We're not you are the." I'll go back. So the theme kind of the song, if I understand it, is kind of about, well, on the record, is technology and things. And the quote that I pulled was, "We're not predicting the future or saying that our species is going to be dominated by machines or overtaken by an advanced AI." And that was in 2021. Now, here we are 4 years later, and I'm wondering if that is still kind of the stance you're taking. I'm not saying that as like our species is going to be taken over, but I am interested in what you think about kind of like the surge of like AI bands that have been coming out recently.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when we were writing this, there wasn't even a lot of, you know, conversation about AI. ChatGPT was not there yet.
Mm-hmm, right.
But the general direction of, you know, the innovative minds, let's say, was kind of heading in that direction. And that's what influenced us to write this song. Futile is actually our first single that we released.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, talking about technology and AI, personally, I'm not a big fan of kind of having AI or a machine take over the art form, especially when it comes to kind of like music, artworks, things like that. I feel like those things you can always replicate, but you can't replicate the emotions, the feelings. You mm-hmm. can't really be creative with that. And I might be wrong, but I still prefer my, you know, old school music being made by humans.
What a creative that doesn't particularly like what AI is doing in the music realm? I'm so shocked by this. Never have heard anything like it. And let me kind of then go a bit deeper and see if I can connect these two records, because obviously the first one was about technology. This one, Troubled Mind, is about kind of mental illness. Do these two things play into each other? Is there a chicken and the egg situation happening with these two albums?
I wouldn't really say so, to be honest with you. I feel like the first record, Leap of Faith, was very, you know, we had a specific vision we wanted to discuss. Even like the topic of war and the whole concept of kind of fighting for the land, you know, seemed really controversial for us, because we came from a place where, you know, we've experienced war and its results, whether psychologically or physically on humans and people.
Mm-hmm.
Troubled Mind was meant to be more of like, let the music write itself. Let's see, you know, what we naturally come up with. And there wasn't really a specific direction that we wanted to take the record to. But once we got a few, you know, ideas there, we really felt like we wanted to say some things about our lives. I'll give you an example. For example, one of our singles called Tides of Time is from the new album, and it's about my experience coming to Canada and being stuck in my past, right?
Mm.
Unable to move forward and you know, to me, music and writing this song was a form of therapy, to be able to kind of put my emotions and my mental state of mind in a song. And, you know, I can tell you once the song was released, there was a really overwhelming feeling of closure, that I closed kind of this chapter of my life. So at the end of the day, all of our music will always be inspired by, you know, either things we see around us or things that we experience. But it's interesting to kind of let the music kind of dictate the direction rather than us forcing it.
I've heard bands say things like they, like wherever they are is kind of the unofficial member of the band. I mean, this is very popular in a place like New York, right? Like bands will say like, oh, New York is our X member, whatever that additional member would be. As kind of a band that's from various other places, I mean, you know, you grew growing up in, if you, you know, grew up in Kuwait, and then you're in Syria, and then you come to Montreal, and then you, you know, write a song about coming to Canada. Now you're in Toronto. Does it feel like there is a, do you as a band have that kind of same mentality? Like there is like a backdrop of where we are kind of informs what we're doing? Or is that kind of a concept that doesn't apply to you because of the fact that you've lived and experienced so many things in different places?
That's an interesting question. I think the place we come from and the place we're living in will always have an inspiration on what we write. Mm-hmm. You know, I predict maybe in a few, you know, our next records, we will talk about being on tour because we're going to be on tour for a very long time now. You know, so we tend to always gravitate towards what we're experiencing and put that within our music. But I really got to give a shout out to Canada in general. You know, coming here and experiencing the support of creative minds and musicians, and having, you know, organizations like Toronto Arts Council or Ontario Arts Council has really helped us to get our voices out. And I'm truly grateful for this great country. So yeah, I think, you know, every time the places we're in and the experiences we experience will always be a part of what we're writing. Yeah.
Well, you're going to be here playing at Piranha this coming week, actually, which is exciting to hear. Friday. So, what can people expect from you when you are here? Do you have any special things planned? I know we kind of went over this by talking about Guelph, but I mean, maybe you have something extra special planned for us here in Montreal.
We definitely do. We're going to have some sections with some keyboard solos and a very, I'm not going to announce the name of the covers that we're going to be playing.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Whoever is going to be there is definitely going to enjoy the experience. We've kind of elevated our live show after the release where, you know, we're incorporating videos and visuals to the show and kind of putting the audience in a real performance journey. So whoever is listening, you know, I really entice you to come see us and come say hello in Piranha Bar on April 5th.
Well, yes, I also encourage them to do that. That will be a very good experience for everyone to have. And to try and prep them for this upcoming show, I have the record here, the Troubled Mind. I have it here waiting to play a track. What would you say is the most representative track from this record to give people an idea of what they're looking forward to, what they're in for coming up here at Piranha?
Putting me on the spot to choose a song. Let's see.
Apologies. I should have given you more of a warning. My bad.
All good. I think Darker Self is a song that that represents us pretty well. It has a lot of Middle Eastern elements, but at the same time, it's proggy, it's heavy, and it's full of different flows and energy. So that would be one of the ones to check out.
Very well. Darker Self, you say. Very good. All right. I shall throw that in. And yeah, well, thanks for taking the time to chat with me.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
I mean, it was my pleasure indeed. And, you know, everyone go check out Derev when they are at Piranha Bar this week. And don't be like a fool being like, oh, I can't go because of whatever reason. Yeah, there's no good reason for you not to go. No good reason at all. So, you know, go enjoy yourself. Have a good time. Try and enjoy yourself for one night.
Exactly. Support local music.
Yes, exactly. Even you know, someone who lived here, who went to Toronto. I guess we could still support them, because they're here and they were here and they've come out of this with some good things. So enjoy that. Go and enjoy it. And thank you again, Michelle, for chatting with me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good one.
And stay on the line. I'll give you a proper thank you after this. But as for the rest of you, first off, make your plans to go to Piranha and see them. And then here is Darker Self off of the latest record, Troubled Mind. Keep it locked. Great A Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM.
gone.